Louisiana shrimpers head out on a prayer.
The Lord calmed the Sea of Galilee and brought his disciples to safety.
Each April brings the annual blessing of the fleet. At this year's celebration in Chauvin, Deacon Lloyd DePlantis went down the narrow waters of Bayou Terrebonne on the bow of the T. Kim and James.
Let's go.
His white vestment spotless, he lugged a gallon jug of holy water. He shook a few drops on each vessel he passed.
How you doing? May God bless y'all, okay? Have a wonderful season, all right?
The parade was a mix of fishing, shrimping, and recreation boats, all decked out in fluttering garlands for the occasion. Kimothy and Melissa Guy had the honor of leading the procession. They set out a long table, groaning under heaps of red boiled crawfish and crabs. But no shrimp.
No shrimp yet. I can't wait to go catch some fresh shrimp.
The couple has anxiously waited for officials to open the inshore waters this year. It's where their smaller boat does better and where Melissa doesn't get so seasick. Usually by this time, they'd be living on the boat.
And it's our second home, but in the May season, it's our first home because we always out there trawling.
Two of their sons go with them. There's pressure to get a move on this year because there's a bit of an opportunity. See, most of the world's shrimp, about 90%, comes from shrimp farms overseas. A mysterious disease has plagued global shrimp farms since last year. So with a drop in farmed shrimp, demand for Louisiana wild shrimp is high, and so are prices. Kim Guy says that's an opportunity, and there are fewer boats out there to compete.
There's half of the buyer that doesn't do it anymore. When we were trawling, they had piles of boats. Now you can go trawling for 3-4 days and maybe meet 2-3 boats. Everybody's just getting out of it.
Behind the captain's wheel, he passes several rusted, rotting shrimp boats along the bayou.
People cutting up for scrap or pulling them in the yards and dismantling them and just getting rid of them. Only the strong survive. I mean, you have to want to do it.
Around the early 2000s, shrimp prices fell due to farmed, imported shrimp flooding the market. Often, a wild shrimper's catch couldn't even cover the bill for fuel and ice. Some shrimpers have left for steady paychecks, running tugboats or supply vessels. In Dulac, Louisiana, David Chauvin owns a shrimp dock and processing plant. He wishes more boats were working, and bigger ones.
We just don't have enough shrimp to go around, and therefore everybody is looking for shrimp.
Right now, he's buying shrimp at more than $5 a pound. That's high. So how do the guys who quit feel?
They're kicking themselves, wishing that they could get back in.
But that's not easy. A lot of the boats that gave up were big double riggers that could handle deep water and hold tens of thousands of pounds of shrimp. Those cost more to operate, diesel bills of $30,000. And if you got rid of yours, well, a new boat is a big investment.
I remember 20 years ago, you could build a vessel like that for under $300,000. Today, that same vessel would cost you well over $1 million.
Good luck asking a bank to front you the gas money, he says, much less a $1 million loan to build a boat. But Chauvin sees potential.
If we can maintain shrimp prices the way they are now, I really believe we can grow a fleet larger to produce more shrimp.
The key to keeping prices high might be to differentiate Louisiana shrimp. If they can just get a higher price from chefs or high-end grocery shoppers, the local shrimp industry might have a chance. Back at the shrimp dock in Dulac, Joey Ordoin is about to push off for a few days' trawl. He's been shrimping for decades.
I tell everybody and I'll tell you. When I get out there, if I can fill a boat up in 2 drags, I'm ready to come home. But it don't happen like that.
His tab for fuel and ice is about $2,000.
Where do you want me to sign it at, baby?
Straight above the line.
His small boat, the Captain Bean, holds up to 8,000 pounds, $40,000 worth of shrimp right now. Does he think he'll fill it up?
I'm hoping, babe.
He'll be out on the boat all summer, trying to stay ahead of the bills. For WWNO, I'm Eve Troe.